Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live and simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, the second half of the four-hour radio show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We are simulcasting right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in the next segment, Ed Martin, spokesman for Missourians United for Life. Civil liberties complaint filed against Jane Nixon, the governor, for abuse of state law enforcement. Temporary restraining order sought against Nixon in U.S. District Court. The ACLU is involved. So this is going on right now because they list basically pro-life groups, Second Amendment groups, anybody who's against gun control, anybody who believes in a North American Union as cop-killing terrorists. We broke this 2 weeks ago. It is now an international story covered by CNN, Fox, you name it. But they put their spin on it like, is this good? Maybe it is. Maybe these people could be terrorists. So that's what's going on and happening here. The governor, as of last night, did retract. Friday he said he was all for it and stood behind it. Now he's saying he's against it as soon as he finally got the chance to read the letter from Congressman Ron Paul, Bob Barr, and others. So that is coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Brian in California, then Jason, Kalash, Michael, and Mike and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Brian.
Thank you, Alex Jones. I just want to say I love your work and I love the Obamaception, and I'm handing it out to as many people as I can.
First, let me ask you, what are they saying when they get a copy?
I think people are pretty surprised. Some people are pretty hesitant to take it. And I've got death threats to people telling me that I should be killed and calling me a Republican or a racist and all that too. But my main reason for the call is, the draft bill passed the Senate 74-14. I don't know if you were aware of that.
No, I wasn't. I can't keep track of it all. What is the Senate bill on that? I actually had it printed out.
I think they're calling it the Service for All Ages Act or something like that?
Okay. Guys, Google Service for All Ages Act. Pull up Paul Watson's article from Thursday. I predicted it would pass the Senate because they're even more globalist than the House on average. It passed the House by, over 100-plus votes compared to the nay votes. It was just amazing. And it says they're going to set up a federal agency to set up compulsory national service, middle school, high school, 18 to 24, adults, seniors. I mean, this is slavery coming back to the U.S. And I know the House had a similar name. What's the name of the Senate bill again?
It's the Service for All Ages.
Yes, Service for All Ages Act. Service for All Ages Act. Get it. In fact, I was just during the 1 minute break because just there's all these piles of papers and I'm trying to keep track of it all. And we wrote an article about it last Thursday, and I was trying to pull that back up. This is just horrible news. I just got a splitting headache. I mean, this is just so horrible. What's happening? Go ahead.
I noticed on the blogs, too, where I was reading about it, there's a whole bunch of people that are Obama supporters that are totally in shock and never saw this coming, and I just don't know why people vote. If you don't look up who you're voting for, don't vote. If you don't research it, don't vote. Mm. And people are going to get what's coming to them, and I really hate that. And I have kids of my own, and they'll be drafted before he's done.
Well, they're introducing this idea, and they're going to phase it in. See, notice it was first, it's usaservice.org. Join us, soup kitchens, to give it a nice sound. And, by the way, military training and fugitive apprehension. We're going to train your kids with guns to how to take on terrorists. I mean, that's in the Philadelphia Daily News. It's just unbelievable. They write so many articles at PrisonPlanet.com. I'm trying to find the story from last Thursday. I just can't keep track of it anymore. Here it is. No, that's the civilian force in England of 60,000 trained to spot terrorists. There's just so many of these to try to keep track of right now. I'm looking for it right here. Oh, man. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here's the deal. So much is happening so fast, I can't even track it anymore. We're trying to confirm that the Senate passed the National Compulsory Service Act. Now, that's what they called it before. They changed the name to something else. It passed the House last Thursday. We wrote an article about that. I was just scrambling during the three-minute break because the caller spurred me to think about that. I thought I had it in my stack today to cover on air. I don't. We're floundering around trying to get all these together. Paul Watson's going to have that at the 20 after and the Senate version. And it's just so much is happening so fast, I can't even keep track of this anymore. They've got bills on the verge of passing to basically ban gardens without federal licensing. The feds are taking everything over. 2 weeks ago, we broke the MIAC report here on air. And now that's gotten international attention. The governor wouldn't apologize and said he backed it last Friday in the Associated Press. Then the governor, a legal action was started against him. Ron Paul sent him a letter. And Bob Barr sent him a letter together with Chuck Baldwin. And he's now saying that, you know, he repudiates the fact that Ron Paul and others are listed in that and that it does demonize them and their supporters, wrongfully equating them with terrorists. So that's some... that's some good news. And here is the March 24th article, Expanding National Service, New York Times. And Yeah, this is the New York Times reporting today on the 24th that it was before the Senate for a vote. Now, we're getting calls that it did pass. I mean, this is just off the charts. It gave me a few things give me an instant headache. But this just did it. And I'm trying to find the name of the bill here because it's in the article, but we write so many articles, I can't find it on PrisonPlanet.com, the detailed one. Just unbelievable. Just this country is going to hell in a handbasket. Ed Martin, spokesman for the Missourians United for Life. Pro-life groups were demonized basically as terrorists, cop killers as well in this Missouri document that the feds wrote. The governor says the feds wrote it. We already knew that. So I want to bring him up. They have moved civil libertarians, liberties complaint filed against Governor Jay Nixon for abuse of state law enforcement, temporarily restraining order sought against Nixon in U.S. District Court. And it's good to have you on with us, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me. I should, if you don't mind, I'd like to clarify a couple things. You actually were more optimistic than the facts on the ground warrant. What is actually true is that the governor of the state of Missouri has not apologized to anyone. He trotted out a bureaucrat to apologize. The apology, candidly, simply says we're going to take the names of the third-party candidates, Barr, Baldwin, and Paul, out of the document, but we're going to reissue the document. So they're standing by the facts. They're just trying to sugarcoat things. And the governor, Governor Jay Nixon, continues to stand by the statements in here in this incredible document that is, I have some sources, and I'm trying to put it together, that a lot of the language was lifted from some of the left-wing organizations, websites, and reports and things. I'm trying to figure out exactly where, but this is exactly the kind of stuff we feared when last year, again, in Missouri, we saw the Obama Truth Squads with prosecutors, Bob McCulloch of St. Louis County, saying they're going to use local law enforcement if they don't like what someone says about then-candidate Obama.
And we reported that out of the local newspaper in Kansas City, and people thought we were making it up on air. Then we played newscast with the police and prosecutors saying, yep, if you talk bad about him, we'll decide if it's a lie, and we will prosecute you. That was on the news, and the previous governor repudiated it. And, yes, the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, that's who writes this for the feds. I've seen these reports from all the other states, and it's just outrageous.
Yeah, it sure is. And again, what we're seeing in Missouri is the Governor Nixon he's really gone sort of more, or just like President Obama, brazenly charging ahead. I mean, he's now targeting conservatives like this. He's appointed the most brazenly pro illegal immigration cabinet director ever. And when people started to make a noise, he threatened to withhold funds from counties where people were bringing up the issue. And you know, it's just one thing after another, and it has to make you really wonder and worry.
Absolutely.
You know, our group charged ahead Our group charged ahead, and you know, we have very little in common with the ACLU too often. But we went to the ACLU and said, you guys are supposed to be standing up for civil liberties. This is an example, and let's use your own clout and go ahead. Of course, betraying their true colors, we've heard nary a word from them, and they're not assisting in any way.
So I was wrong about that. They're seeking, you're seeking their help. That's terrible. What was it like when your group first learned about the MIAC report?
Well, it's exactly what you said earlier. People heard about it and they didn't know what to make of it. So our group took calls from pro-lifers and Christian conservatives who are going about their business and saying their prayers and being participants in democracy. And they said, "What does this mean? What are they talking about? I mean, what am I supposed to not display a bumper sticker on my car because that's one of the things the report says?" And you know, this is what I find so reprehensible. When you put out a report like this, this is why it chills free speech and behavior. You put it out, and then you apologize, a bureaucrat in a closed-door room with a few people, and most of the people never hear the apology, which wasn't aimed, by the way, at Christians or pro-lifers or anything else. And most people are disturbed, and they wonder what's going on. And I don't know. I think it's a very difficult time in America when our governments are behaving like they are. It's very worrying.
Absolutely. What do you think of Obama and 13 million supporters going door to door this weekend, trying to get people to, quote, pledge to go along with his economic, military, and domestic agenda? And now the House has passed a national draft. It says compulsory service. And the AP is reporting that the Senate is taking up debate today. We're getting calls saying it passed. We haven't been able to confirm that yet. I mean, this is just totally un-American. This isn't just a military draft. It's military as well. This is a full takeover of society.
Yeah, and look, one of the things that maybe this is what President Obama meant by change. One of the things that most candidates do when they're elected is they govern, and they stop campaigning, and they stop acting like a candidate. And what President Obama has made clear is, you know, he is not going to stop doing that. And these door to door and these meetings and all, it's less about governing and more about continuing to try to use the media as well as grassroots to just persuade people in a way that I think is
unfair. No. On CNN, they call it an army. They call it an army to bully Congress and the rest of the people along with it. So, I mean, this is like Mussolini or Mao, and that's how they modeled it. Even the Washington Post admits that, to literally have his own private army, and they run national TV ads for USAservice.org with federal money to then get people to join his private group. I mean, this is totally un-American. And the San Francisco Chronicle on Friday admitted this has never been done before in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, again, all politics is local, and when I see the State Highway Patrol and local law enforcement being hijacked by a governor who so brazenly, you know, as you said, the AP reporter, you know, Governor Jay Nixon just said, "Well, sure, I stand by it. I know it's profiling Christians and conservatives, but I stand by it." So brazen, and you see Obama so brazen. I mean, there's something about America's greatness was a certain deference and respect to each other and for each other and for our individuality. And
well, Mr. Martin, as you know, they are federalizing everything. Mainstream news putting regular army in every major police department, announcing 20,000 regular army troops to engage the American people. The Army War College admits that. And this is bigger than Obama. Bush helped set this up. He passed it on to him. This is the National Security Council, as the New York Times said, literally taking over. They told Congress that they can't see PDD 51, the full document. The cover sheet says the president is basically a dictator. I mean, I think that Americans have had liberty so long, they don't know how to recognize. And the state police reports that the feds have written that they're putting out literally is to create a chilling effect where people are scared to be politically active. That's why Obama's people threatened to have police arrest folks that criticized him in your own state. This is secret police, and this is meant to teach police that Americans that are against the private Federal Reserve or against abortion or against gun control are cop-killing terrorists. I mean, this is classic Soviet-style takeover.
Yeah, it's very, very disturbing. I agree with you, and I think more and more people, my one hope is that more and more people are getting more attentive to what's happening, and we're seeing it. Missourians United for Life has seen an uptick in the number of people who are contacting us, asking us how they can help and be a part of it, and we have to count on shows like yours and others to try to get the word out and have people keep getting motivated.
Exactly. That's the answer. Don't be chilled by these bullies. Don't be chilled by their threats. Stand up and say, put us all on a list then. Because if they're, Hitler did this in the 30s, Stalin and Lenin did it, Mao did it, Pol Pot did it. If they're able to intimidate right up front and cow us, they're going to win. And folks, make no mistake. I mean, they have said they're going to conscript everybody 18 to 24 to be part of a new domestic military as big as the regular military. And here is the bill number, ladies and gentlemen. In the House, it's Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act. And it passed the House last week, a whopping 321 to 105. So this sucker had more than 200 votes over what it needed. Just absolutely incredible. Under Section 6104, under duties in subsection B6, it says mandatory service requirement for all able young people being developed. And it goes, I mean, so they're setting up the federal agency under AmeriCorps called SecureCorps to force this. Also, it sets up a Clean Energy Corps, Education Corps, Health Futures Corps, and Veterans Service Corps. It extends the National Civilian Community Corps to focus on additional areas like disaster relief and energy conservation. And in literal spying, here's England, civilian force of 60,000 trained as terrorist spotters. That's London Observer reporting that. Stay there, sir. I want to come back to you with Paul Watson. Integrate all this together and give the website out of your group so people can join your organization. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Youth Brigades, FEMA camps, bills to ban all semi-autos, open talk in mainstream news about martial law, the state police being taught that we're all basically criminals that love America. We got the documents, called the Army, confirmed it. We had our In the Fed protest in Dallas. The Army was watching us there as terrorists. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. This is the reality. And the House has passed a national draft, an expansive draft for women as well, for your children under federal control. They're taking over right now. In closing, going back to Ed Martin, spokesman for Missourians United for Life, give us your website, sir. Tell folks how they can get involved. And now, you're right. I mean, the governor's kind of giving a halfway apology to all of this. I hope you continue. Tell us about your legal action.
Yeah, what we've done is we filed with the ACLU, we filed a complaint with them asking them to join us to go into federal court and get a TRO, temporary restraining order. We also actually today are investigating whether the Missouri Human Rights Commission has jurisdiction, and we'll consider that. And look, anything, as you said earlier, the one thing we cannot do is sit around and feel sorry for ourselves. I hate to quote Bill Clinton, but I will. He once said, the only thing that a bully understands is when you punch him in the mouth. And my opinion is that we need to all stand up and realize we have a lot more to lose if we don't get our act together and push back. And that's what we're going to do. So we have a coalition of pro-life groups, Christian groups, anti-illegal immigration groups, gun NRA types that are all angry about this report. We are not going to stop until these people know that they're wrong and that people are watching them. So MissourianUnitedForLife.org is our website. MissourianUnitedForLife.org. There's a bunch of press releases there, and people can get on an email list and join the fight here in Missouri and across the country.
Well, it's clear they're trying to create a chilling effect that I better not put a Ron Paul sticker or a Libertarian sticker or a pro-life sticker. We even had in Oklahoma where they took the guy's pro-life sign off his car and sent the Secret Service to his house. I've got mainstream news where Homeland Security showing up at people's houses that have bought more than 1,000 rounds of ammo. I mean, this is secret police. This is federalization being turned loose on us. The good news is the military and police themselves are very upset by all this. That's why I'm being given all these secret documents. You know, we got the MIAC report.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's one of the things that we have to count on is that we have to try to realize that there are good men and women inside the state police and other places who will recognize. But you know what's happening is that the federal government, the state government, state law enforcement are rooting out those people whenever they can. I mean, think of the guys on the border patrol that stood up for the right things and ended up going to jail and all. So you know it is a serious deal in Missouri. This MIAC report, as you know, it's even worse than just putting a sticker on that says I'm for a third party. If you have flags, historic flags that relate to our history, one flag which was flown in the war on terrorism is on there that means these people may be in a law-breaking, you know, militiamen.
The don't tread on me flag is used by the Army, the Marines. We have one hanging in my office.
You're on the watch list already.
You know who should be on the watch list? Who should be on the watch list are the private banks, like the Federal Reserve, that go before the Senate and say, we won't tell you where the trillions of dollars have gone. You know, right. That's who needs, you know, these are the un-American groups bringing our country down. And it is just absolutely amazing that this is happening. How angry has this made pro-life groups to be listed in there in Missouri?
Well, it certainly got people fired up. And again, one of the things that we can use these moments to point out that, hey, now this isn't the only effort by the federal government to take control of our lives. You know, this federal legislation that would usurp all state limits on pro-life issues, on abortion. That's the FOCA bill, you know, poorly named Freedom of Choice Act. But what we're finding is people are almost confused by it because they're just like, what houses? We need to channel their focus to how wrong this is and how we have to act. So there is a sense, you know, and you were a great service on this and others that have picked it up, that it's starting to get to people's understanding of what exactly has gone on. But, you know, the problem is we're fighting this fight together, you and I, shoulder to shoulder. There's other stuff that's going on, similar kinds of devious things that we're not catching. We don't have time ever, as you said. It's happening so fast, my head is spinning. And, you know, this is what's happening in America, and we're losing control of our country.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you being on the show today, sir. And we're just all in this together. We all hang together. We all hang separate. And we appreciate Ed Martin, spokesman for the Missouri United for Life, Missourians, UnitedForLife.com, for coming on. Paul Watson is straight ahead with the national draft for you and your family.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
I'm so deep into fighting the New World Order that I don't let it get to me. It's always in the late hours of the evening that it really upsets me and shakes me. But, folks, they are setting up the most hardcore tyranny ever seen, integrating the Nazis, the Soviets, all of their systems, youth brigades, forced drafts, tattletale squads. It has passed the House. We're still trying to confirm if it's passed the Senate. AP reports they're debating it. We don't have a headline yet. They call it AmeriCorps, Expanding National Service, in the New York Times. The AP calls it Senate set to vote on expansion of AmeriCorps. But I have the bill here in front of me. Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act is a slightly different name in the Senate. And it is drafting into federal programs middle schoolers, high schoolers, and then 3 months to start out of the year 18 to 24 for military training. What we cover in the Obama deception. This guy's in office 2 months, and they've already basically got the sucker passed. Let's bring Paul Watson up. I called him up freaked out 30 minutes ago, told him to look, and we've been scrambling here trying to find it during the breaks. Paul, has it passed the Senate?
I don't believe it's passed yet, Alex. There's a New York Times article, editorial actually this morning, lauding the virtues of it and saying that once the Senate passes it, it can be allied with some of the other similar proposals. So I don't believe it's passed the Senate yet. I'm trying to look at the moment.
Well, regardless, it's passed the House. And I've read the AP and this, and they don't say the name of the bill. The caller said the name, but we didn't write it down. What is the name of the Senate version?
It'll be the same as the House
version. No, it has a slightly different one. Well, we need to find out right now. This is too important. I'm just going to suspend the broadcast right now. We'll go to music till I get on a computer. I can find this in 5 minutes. Paul, you know what? You start going over your article from last Thursday, House passes mandatory national service bill. Then that dovetails with your other article, Defense Department announces civilian expeditionary workforce. And it says for domestically or internationally, a total force. And it says management retains the authority to direct and assign civilian employees either voluntarily or involuntarily, that's forced, or on an unexpected basis to accomplish the DOD mission. So this is a nexus into the draft for the 1-million-man army. You go ahead and cover this. I'm going to Google it right now. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the Senate one is called the Serve America Act, but that's not identical to the GIVE Act. I'm trying to look now. Obviously, my internet connection has died at this exact moment, but... Yeah, the one we reported on last week was the Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act, known as the GIVE Act, which was passed by 321 to 105 margin in the House. And in the, under Section 6104, under a section called Duties, it says that, quote, whether a workable, fair, reasonable, mandatory service requirement for all able young people could be developed and how such a requirement could be implemented in a manner that would strengthen the social fabric of the nation and overcome civic challenges by bringing together people from diverse economic, ethnic and educational backgrounds. And then there was another section which is called Youth Engagement Zone Program, which is similar to what the Senate version of a similar bill says, which talks about, quote, service learning, which will be, quote, a mandatory part of the curriculum in all of the secondary schools served by the local educational agency. And as he said, with the Defense Department version, which is for Defense Department employees for foreign missions, states that, quote, management retains the authority to direct and assign civilian employees either voluntarily, involuntarily, or on an unexpected basis to accomplish the DOD mission. So it's saying that basically, even if it's involuntary, DOD civilian employees will be forced to support military missions abroad.
And I'll tell you, they'll only get the fake patriotism they need to ram this through with staged terror attacks or a new war. Understanding how they operate, this is so unpopular, they're only going to get this with a staged terror attack.
Well, Biden promised that there would be a national crisis within, the first few months. So it's happened with every other president, basically, so we should expect it to happen with Obama.
Well, it's passed the House, and I'm on the Senate website. It says they're debating it right now. Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, said in the Financial News Wire, he says the Serve America Act, Reid said, will provide better opportunities for Americans of all ages, for all regions and walks of life to answer the call to service. And it goes on. It is forced service. God.
Yeah.
It's just hitting me the last few days. This is crazy. This isn't just a draft where they send 18 to 21-year-olds to Vietnam and then there's a lottery. and all the rich people don't have to go. This is for girls. This is grabbing them and making them be under federal service when they're in middle school, 7th and 8th grade. This is in high school. And then this is serving at military camps, training, in defense training for 18 to 24, and then they have all these other corps, and they say it's mandatory. His chief of staff says it's mandatory. And do you see any of the supposed liberal websites talking about this? Do you see conservative websites? No. I see almost no one talking about this, Paul. That's what freaks me out. We put out like the first article on this Thursday. We've been warning people they were getting ready for it. And then no one's even covering it.
Well, the New York Times is certainly covering it.
Yeah, they're covering it, saying it's good. Exactly. All I'm seeing is positive reportage.
They say in an editorial quote, "This is a chance to constructively harness the idealism of thousands of Americans eager to contribute time and energy to solving the nation's problems, a chance not to be missed." So it's pushing the fact that the Senate needs to pass it. And whenever the New York Times and the Washington Post get behind something, then you know it's coming from the very top.
Well, I mean, here we are. It is a national draft for everyone. They admit it's military training, and then all these other little tattletale brigades. And England's announced open spies watching all the citizens right out of East Germany. Tell folks about that. It's happening in Australia. It's happening everywhere. They're just announcing it everywhere.
Yeah. The British government, including Gordon Brown himself, they're very proud of it, came out on Sunday and said that tens of thousands, and the figure is around 60,000, British civilians, and we're talking managers of supermarkets and people like that, people who work in stores, have been trained to spot, quote, terrorists and then report them to an authority.
And we knew this was already going on. We knew that this was already happening, because 3 years ago you got the actual flyers in newspapers and put on doorways saying, watch for someone who keeps their desk drawer locked, watch for somebody who's on the cell phone, watch everyone, listen to what everyone's saying, call authorities if, and it was completely broad to everyone, and then big billboards with an all-seeing eye saying, we're watching you. I mean, they're actually putting up signs saying the all-seeing eye is watching you.
Yeah, and there are no real terrorists running around like, you know, they tell us there are. So the only people caught up in it are, for example, there's a story today which I posted out of the Telegraph, I think, which was about two fishermen who use laser pointers to prevent ducks from becoming entangled in their fishing nets. And for pointing these lasers at these ducks to prevent them from getting caught in the nets, they were arrested by police under the Terrorism Act, because pointing lasers is now an act of terrorism, and they're actually interrogated for hours.
Exactly. We can't explain how bad it is because we live this and see hundreds of things a day. Paul, they're arresting people for dropping an apple core by accident off of a table at a cafe. They are they've made it illegal to photograph or videotape police, but they have millions of cameras in London alone videotaping us. It's all off the charts, and it's happening in the U.S. as well. Listen to this. Kurt Nimmo wrote a story March 24th. Give Mandatory Service Act strips First Amendment from volunteers. He went and read. It's from governmenttrack.us, and it says George Miller, a Democrat, this passed the House, tacked an amendment on H.R. 1388. That's the one that's passed, entitled Generations Invigorating Volunteerism Act, to give government Obama's plan to require mandatory service for all able young people. Miller's amendment will prohibit organizations from attempting to influence legislation, organize or engage in protests, petitions, boycotts, or strikes, and assist, promote, or deter union organizing. So they also gag everybody. I mean, my God! In other words, Obama's Volunteer Corps Act passed by the House with a 321-105 margin and requiring the government to develop a plan for indentured servitude would deny millions of people the right to oppose and organize against government legislation of the First Amendment. This is close to a sedition act, a violation of the First Amendment rights, and has been proposed in recent history. A basic right, as part of our natural inalienable rights, is to resist government. Our founders not only knew that this was a right but a responsibility. This legislation begins to break down this significantly, writes Gary Wood in the Examiner in England. So there is an article out of England on this. Paul, this is insane. This is insane. Gagging all the young people, bringing them into brigades. I've got the Philadelphia Daily News from 5 years ago where the subdivision of AmeriCorps Secure Corps had the high schoolers training with M16s in gun confiscation, checkpoints, and fugitive apprehension. That was in the news. They are literally coming for us, and the dumbass public doesn't know.
Well, exactly. I mean, Obama said that it was his aim to cut carbon emissions by 80%.
Oh.
And
you just had Gordon Brown's head environmental minister say that they've got to reduce the UK population forcibly by 50%. They've got to have water rationing, water rationing, food rationing. That's the timing. You just can't. These are criminals taking over. It isn't enough that they've ruled everything and sucked everything out with the banks. I am pissed, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The thing about it, Alex, is that it's even the next step for America is what we've got in the UK. Because, for example, in America, you've got this Obama army of knock-a-door zombies, you know, knocking on a million doors. That's proven completely pathetic. It was a total failure. But in England, this is where it really gets serious. They've actually got people who are recruited into a charity that has links to the government that masquerades as a charity. It's called Common Purpose. And this is where the people who are later appointed to positions of power within each city are fed the government line on how the city needs to be run, and they're assigned positions of power. And I just checked on my own city on who were members of this Common Purpose organization, and literally every university, every police department, every branch of media and local government are infested with these Common Purpose members who have been recruited by this secret organization, which, by the way, has its origins in a Marxist think tank from which Tony Blair got his political ideology. And they're now all in these positions of power throughout our cities in England, and that's the next stage for America.
Now, I want people to hear the magnitude, and I saw the articles you posted at PrisonPlanet.com on this. They are creating a spy force, and then they're merging it with this Common Purpose, and then literally they're also the community leaders. Then you cross-reference it. They're also part of the spy group, spying on everyone at every level. That's what Obama's doing, and this is literally what the Nazis, the East Germans, and the Soviets, and the Communist Chinese did. They are following the exact pattern. It is happening now, and I had an article in here from the Associated Press. I can't find it now. It's somewhere here in my crazy stack that actually – zoom in on this, folks. This is just the stack of the last 2 days. I can't even keep track of it. Tilt that camera. I want folks to see on PrisonPlanet.tv what we're dealing with, where the new 29-year-old head of the state police in Illinois is a former military captain. And then I see this. They're now moving army officers out to be the heads of state police, police chiefs everywhere. The military takeover is happening right now. I mean, it's happening, okay, folks? America is falling. The Republic is falling. I've got mainstream news articles here where the Supreme Court today is hearing whether they're going to ban any movies or documentaries criticizing the government. Associated Press, Paul. Associated Press, Paul. I mean...
Yeah, it's regarding the Hillary Clinton documentary, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, the AP with a straight face acts like it's normal that they're considering banning criticizing government. Claiming it's a violation of campaign finance laws. And we told people the way Russ Feingold was written in 2002 that it could end free speech the way it was written. Now they're implementing it. See, they're going to pass the draft through the Senate, and they're going to slowly, people are like, well, where's the draft? Where's it at? And then it'll phase in. But you've heard people calling, and it's in the news. They're already telling high schoolers, oh, you've got to do compulsory federal service now, and it's not even a law. They're just criminals.
And a serious thing related to the martial law issue, which you mentioned. We had the story from the New York County where there were some corrupt police beating up citizens. So the mayor just came forward and said, let's just declare martial law, just bring the troops in. And then he sent an email to us saying we misinterpreted his comments. when in that same email he repeated that they were still considering just announcing martial law. And that's going to be interesting.
But he said it's only for a little while.
Just
till the feds take over.
Yeah.
And then we had a caller earlier about how it's happening in Las Vegas. I mean, it is insane. And they're doing it so they can steal all your pension funds that you've been investing in for 30 years.
And the pretext is going to be this, quote, summer of rage, which is all coming from the media. Basically,
and now we've caught the Ford Foundation and everybody else funding the riot groups.
Yeah, and the big flashpoint for that, or one of the big flashpoints, is going to be April 2nd in London with the G20 meeting, and that's where they're saying it's, there's going to be a lot of riots, there's going to be a big police clampdown, and that's exactly what they want. They want people.
And they're announcing at the G20, they're going to openly, they've already announced, they're going to officially say World Government Bank that controls the whole planet, as Newsweek and Time have said, totally ruling everyone. And instead of covering what they're doing, the news is going to cover the hired thugs they bring. And we've caught them in Denver last year, Denver Post, police staging as anarchists. My God, it's a vortex of evil. And they want your bank accounts, they want your children, they want you to be indentured servants. This is it. They're launching attacks at every level. You've got to wake up. You've got to get the Obama deception on DVD and get it out to everybody. They're openly announcing they want to shut down the web. Jay Rockefeller, it's openly happening. This is the time to be awake. This is the time to be involved. Paul Watson, stay with us!
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Folks, we have all the intelligence. We have the documents. We know the battle plan. It's all admitted. Total takeover of America. Secret police everywhere. Youth brigades. Military taking over all the police departments. Total evil so they can steal all the bank accounts, everything, and make us third world slaves. We're being looted. We're being literally mugged right now. This is what the international bankers have done all over the planet. It's happening here. It's happening in England. It's classical tyranny. These are criminals. These are hardcore control freaks. Paul Watson, we need a headline that explains it. Giant national draft for all Americans, slavery about to pass Senate. You need to throw the kitchen sink at them, show them the Army documents, the Army public memorandums where they're saying forced service. We need the Rahm Emanuel clips. We need the clips of Obama saying it, Emanuel saying it on C-SPAN. I mean, folks, this is slavery. It's not enough to steal your bank accounts and devalue the dollar and bring in New World Order and have the bankers loot everything. And we go out and protest the Federal Reserve peacefully in Dallas with Ron Paul's brother and the Army documents. We call the Army. They admit it's their documents. They won't come on the air. The Army calling us terrorists and telling their military in plain clothes to look out. We may try to kill them. I mean, you understand this is secret police telling the military we're terrorists because we're protesting the bastard bankers. People need to be more angry. You know, I get conditioned to all this and become accepting of it as I cover it just because it becomes normalized. But then all the time it just hits me when I blow up how insane this is. We've got to arrest all these bankers. We've got to have grand juries indict them, as Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago here. We have got to get aggressive with these criminals or they're going to kick our butts and they're going to set up death camps. The globalists are running this, folks, and they kill people everywhere they go. They killed 1,300,000 Iraqis. They aren't playing games. And if you think they care about you any more than they care about the Iraqis, you got another thing coming. And they got their liberal fake messiah with all these idiots following them, all these lazy, stupid nobodies. They're going to love all the power they're being given. We're in a red-level crisis. They're federalizing high schools everywhere, turning them into military schools. Paul Watson, I know I'm ranting, but we should be ranting. My God, I'm sick of this.
Alex, it passed the Senate last night. I mean, there's been so little coverage of it.
Oh, my God.
We didn't even see it.
Oh, my God. How did you confirm that? Red level, how did you discover that? Give me the documentation.
The headline is National Service Corps Bill Clears Senate Hurdle. It's the New York Times. 74-14 cleared last night.
Oh, God, they're going to do everything. You know why I freak out? Because I keep thinking we're going to stop them. We're going to back them off. Folks, they're going to do it all. They're going to stage terror attacks next. They're going to launch new wars next. Paul, they're going for the gun confiscation's coming, folks. They're coming for your guns. Paul, read me the article.
It's National Service Corps Bill Clears Senate Hurdle by Kate Phillips, New York Times.
So they passed the House. They passed the Senate. We've got to stop it in conference as they merge the two bills, or oh my God!
Yeah,
go ahead, Watson.
The same bill, it's the Give Act.
Oh Jesus! Oh, that means it's done. Oh, you mean they passed this? Oh my God! It's law. Are you saying it's the same version?
It's 1388, the Give Act. Yeah, it's the same version.
They have reinstituted slavery that ended in the 1860s. This is not a draft. This is slavery. Senate and House pass new slavery bill, and that's what it is. And don't you dare email me and tell me I'm exaggerating or that isn't what it is. I know exactly what it is. And you'll never get my children. You'll never get my family, and I'm not going to serve the government anymore. You suck them off of us, you parasite criminals. Cancel the next guest. I know she's important about the abuses of prisoners and everything. Let's move her again because this is too important. Stay there, Watson. Stay there! Ah! Man, I am just... I can't even continue this transmission. This is so un-American. This is so evil. And now they're going to stage terror attacks and come for our guns. Ah!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.